This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you want to get from Moscow out to the Russian east coast, the port city of Vladivostok, yes, you could fly, but what's the fun of that? Better you take the train and really get a taste of things. The Trans-Siberian Railroad runs almost 10,000 kilometers and is still being expanded. Christian Wolmar writes about this most famous of trains in his new book. It's called To the Edge of the World. Mr. Wolmar, good to have you with us.
A pleasure.
What is it that makes this railway different than all the others?
Well, first of all, it's the longest railway in the world, 5,700 miles. But then I think the second thing is the history of it. It's a railway along which wars have been fought. It's a railway that united the biggest country in the world, Russia, and therefore incredibly important.
Yeah, in fact, this thing was started 100 or so years ago, and you say even today it brings geopolitical change and is a vital engine of commerce and all of that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was started in 1891 by the Tsarist regime in Russia, and they saw it as a way of bringing Siberia into the fold. Remember, there was really no way of getting to the depths of Siberia until the railway, but it was also very much a political military railway with the idea of establishing Russian rule over not just its own territory of Siberia, but also parts of neighboring China, which was really very weak at the time. So it was both a political project and also a unifying project for Russia itself.
You write about how amazing, and this is a quote actually, the continued efficient operation of the Trans-Siberian Railroad is. And I wonder if it runs well despite the economic chaos that's going on over there and has been for decades now.
Well, that's very interesting. I learned a lot about Russia when I was there. And what you have to understand about Russia is there's no petty capitalism, right? There's no kind of small-scale entrepreneurial spirit like there is in America and over here in Europe. But what there is are big state enterprises that are pretty efficient.
This is the kind of infrastructure project that just couldn't be done today.
Putin has an idea of building a railway up through to the north of Siberia, underneath the Bering Strait, over to Alaska and down to Canada, costed at something like $80 billion at the moment, which is a back-of-envelope calculation. It would be the grand projet to beat all grand projets, you know, but it probably won't happen.
But that also gets us back to the start of this whole thing, which is the value of being an autocratic ruler and just deciding to do something, right?
Yes, I don't think we should go too far down that road, but it is true. The Tsars were an absolute monarchy. They brooked no opposition. They were certainly not democratic, and they spent an awfully high proportion of government money on building the initial Trans-Siberian. And you know what? Again, it probably contributed to the start of communism, because if they'd spent it on building schools and hospitals or projects that were more useful to the ordinary citizens, maybe we wouldn't have got communism.
It is a book called To the Edge of the World by Christian Wolmar. It's a story of the Trans-Siberian Railroad. Mr. Wolmar, thanks very much for your time.
That was a pleasure.